I love the psalm that Caitlin read. Love it. Let God rise up. Let God's enemies flee. Let the righteous be joyful. Let the wicked perish. Let the homeless find shelter. Let the most vulnerable find protection. Let all the kingdoms of the earth praise and worship God the way we do here in the sanctuary. That psalm is wishful thinking, isn't it? Maybe it's better said, hopeful imagining. The psalm is very simply a prayer for a better world, maybe a perfect world. You and I know that the world we live in, our lives here and now, it seems as if God is asleep at times, and so needs a little waking up. Rise up, God! It seems in this life, by the way, this went off once during the middle of a sermon. Signs from above. The psalmist says, rise up, God. God, you seem absent, so come. Come and help us. If you look back in the book of Numbers, I think you'll see that Moses would offer the prayer in entering the battlefields, rise up, O Lord, and may your enemies flee, and may victory be given to the righteous. The world we live in is a world with orphans and widows and vulnerable people who struggle. A world and sometimes where greed and weapons seem to dominate, or theft and lies. This psalm says, there will come a day, God, when you make it so that all of the evil and the sin will melt away like wax, and all the earth will praise you and do just as you call us to do. The writer of the Psalms prays for a better day and trusts that God will bring it. If everything were perfect now, friends, we wouldn't need to pray. But everything's not perfect. And so God gives us prayer because though in Christ death has been defeated, death fights on. And so we pray, and so we hurt and grieve, and so we strive and hope for better. This is a psalm that says, imagine what it would be like if the world really put to practice the teaching of God, and people loved God with heart, soul, mind, and strength. Imagine what the world would be like. Imagine what the world would be like if the golden rule were the rule by which people went. Imagine what this world would be like if, as Jesus taught in the new commandment, we loved one another as God loved us. Imagine that kind of world. That's what God wants. The psalm knows that, like you and I do, the kingdom of heaven, that perfection, that better world seems a long way off at times. But we do trust that God cares for us and promises to do something about the hurts and the pains of this life and bring us to a better place. My Old Testament professor was Jim Mays in Richmond, and he says this psalm is a song for the lowly. The hurting, the lowly, the struggling, the worried, the grieving, the orphan, the vulnerable of this world. This song says God is for you and with you and will act on your behalf. Imagine it, pray for it, persevere, dare to dream the dream. Don't be so nearsighted that you forget the long promises of God to bring heaven to earth. Was a new book written by a University of Pennsylvania professor. And he says that for a long time, we human beings have called ourselves by the wrong name. We're misnamed, says Dr. Martin Seligman. We call ourselves Homo sapien. But the truth is, he says, we are not wise people. That is wishful thinking. A better description for us, he says. Better way to say that which sets us apart from other animals. It's not our language. You ought to hear my cat speak her language when it's time to eat. It's not our tools, monkeys. Are you ready for this? It's not really our wisdom. We're not so wise. What it is, we contemplate the future. There's no other species that does that. There's no other group that is so forward-looking, forward-planning, thinking ahead. A more apt name for our species, says the professor, would be Homo prospectus. We're prospectors. We thrive, you and I do. We thrive when we think about the future. It's increasingly clear, he says, from brain scientists and research, that we are more drawn to the future, sorry, Freud, than driven by the past. Really interesting. And that's kingdom of God stuff, right? The kingdom of God, that better world which is promised, we look forward to. We long for it. We pray for it. We hope for it, as Yvonne offered us in her message. We volunteer for it. We work toward it. We give toward it. We hope life can be better for us and those around us. That's good news because it means the past doesn't define us. It means that our mistakes and our failures or our current situation being up to the mud to our necks doesn't mean that's the end. There is always hope. We dare to strive and mature and grow and search. We will not be held prison by our past. Do you know the Jack Black movie School of Rock? Jack Black is a substitute teacher. He goes into the classroom to do a job. He's there really for just a couple things. Mostly it's a paycheck. He asks the principal, by the way, can I get paid in cash at the end of the day? She says, do you have questions about the day? He says, to know when's lunch break and when do I go home? Okay, he's a substitute teacher in the class for the day. He's getting to know the classroom and looks around, asks students what's to be expected. What's this on the wall, he says. Oh, that's a chart for our reward system. A lot of gold stars next to a lot of names. If we do something good, if we do something well, we get a star next to our name. Oh, he said. And he finds another chart. What's this chart over here? Oh, that's the demerit chart, they say. It's got names and black marks next to it. What's this for, he said. What are these black marks? And one of the kid, presumably the kid that has a lot of black marks next to his name, says, we get a black mark next to our name every time we fail something or do something wrong. Jack Black, who's really no teacher at all, says, what kind of sick school is this? And he tears it off the wall, crumbles it up, and throws it away. As long as I'm your teacher, there's no more demerit chart. That's pure gospel. That's redemption. That's forgiveness. That's the past does not hold you back behind prison doors. That is Christ Jesus has set you free. Hold fast to your freedom. It turns out we've misnamed ourselves. We're not a people who are wise because we know well our past. We're a people prospecting. We're a people forward-looking, finding energy and hope as we look up from the mire of where we are to the power. Rise up, O God. Make your presence known. Do something mighty among us. Wash away the sin and evil and shower us with good and mercy. Let your promised kingdom come to earth as it already is in the skies. The truth is, a lot of people feel trapped by the present. A lot of people feel defined by what's behind them, tyrannized even by what's around us. When we look ahead with faith and say, with you, God, the best is yet to come. We know in the news and in our world we've had more violence, more terror, dozens and dozens of deaths. Both the grieving and the physical pain of survivors, the emotional pain. In Egypt, the attack that was targeted against Christian pilgrims put a bullet in each of their heads. And the concert of Ariana Grande on a dangerous woman tour ended with disaster and a bombing. I looked at Ariana Grande. I did not know her music, and I found that she quickly posted this to her fans and really to all the world. My heart and prayers and deepest condolences are with the victims of this. There's nothing I or anybody can do to take away the pain or make it better, but I extend my heart and my hand, and I promise I will do everything I possibly can should I be able to help in any way. The only thing we can do now, she said, is to choose how we live, how this will affect us, and what we will do with our lives from here on. In the face of the bombing, let us not recoil, she says. Let us not quit. Fear. Let us not be defined by a heinous or... Let's not let hate win. Let our response to violence be to come together, to help each other, to love more, to sing louder, to live more kind and generous lives than we ever did before. When I read that, I thought of this forward-looking, wise person who finds strength by saying, "We will get out of the mud." And God does want and promise something better for us. And I thought of the psalmist who says, "Rise up, God. Melt away what's evil and bring your goodness, just the sanctuary, but the whole world. Until thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.